if you followed the news over the last week, you're going to want to listen to this, definitely. Listen to this.
I don't know what's happening. I just had an older woman standing here, and she had noticed two gentlemen trying to get in a house at that number, 17 Ware Street. And they kind of had to barge in, and they broke the screen door, and they finally got in.
Now, that's the neighbor of Professor Skip Gates, Lucia Whalen. Much has been made throughout the story of the Gates arrest in his own home by a policeman in Cambridge, Massachusetts. And there is a actual bit of the conversation that motivated the police officer to go to the Gates house and begin what actually started a considerable controversy and a discussion in the United States, really over the last week and a half. Darius Charney joins us. He's an attorney for the Center for Constitutional Rights. Darius, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I have a very quick question. It seems to me that listening to that 911 call, it doesn't seem as though there's anything life-threatening going on. It seems to be at odds with what we learned about what was going on the porch of Professor Gates' home. But my constitutional question to you is, what is it that says a police officer, under any circumstances, is going to have a pleasant conversation with a homeowner on that person's porch, demanding in the middle of the night their ID and for them to prove that they actually own their home?
Yeah, I don't know if that would ever be a pleasant conversation. Well, you know, the what we're talking about here is really the Fourth Amendment and what rights people have to, you know, privacy, to not have their liberty interfered with by the police. And, you know, in most cases, vast majority of cases, for the police to be able to enter your home without your consent, they would need a search warrant.
This is a 911 call.
Okay,
I mean, there's no time for a search warrant.
Yeah.
Does responding to any 911 call constitute, at least as the courts have ruled, reasonable search and seizure?
No, not every 911 call. I mean, one of the things you hear immediately from the 911 call we just heard was that the actual source of the information of the person who witnessed, I guess, the possible break-in into the home, or what was being characterized as a break-in, was not even the person that made the call. And we actually don't even know the name of the person who was, I guess it's the older woman who actually witnessed the events. So, you know, you essentially have an anonymous source of information. So that's one problem that doesn't, you know, calls into question whether the police really had any basis for entering Professor Gates' home.
Let alone what Professor Gates knew about this 911 call, which, of
course,
was zero. Right, we don't have a whole lot of time here. What happens when it goes from the policeman shows up to disorderly conduct? What does the Constitution say about disorderly conduct in your own home?
Well,
I can be as big a jerk as I want in my own home, can I? As long as I don't hurt anyone.
You're definitely hitting the nail on the head. I mean, disorderly conduct usually means some kind of disturbing of the peace of the, you know, members of the public. You're impinging on other people's peace. And if you're in your own home, I don't know how that could ever be possible. I guess if you were extremely loud and disruptive, maybe that would disturb your neighbors. But you're absolutely right that that doesn't seem to rise to the level of disorderly conduct.
And, of course, other attorneys could disagree on this subject. You are an attorney at the Center for Constitutional Rights, Darius Charney.
Yeah.
Finally,
yeah.
The president is apparently going to meet with Professor Gates and Sergeant James Crowley, the arresting officer from Cambridge, Massachusetts, and have a beer at the White House on Thursday. Constitutionally speaking, is a beer with the president acceptable redress for a constitutional violation of the Fourth Amendment?
Well, I guess if you like beer, yeah, definitely. I'd sit down with him and have a beer, but I'd want to ask him other stuff. So,
does it set a precedent, though?
Yeah, it would set a precedent, and then I think everybody who felt aggrieved by, you know, the government might be asking for a drink with the president.
Well, we want to know what you think. 877-8 my take or my take at thetakeaway.org. One more question and thought there about the Professor Gates, Barack Obama, and Cambridge police controversy there from Darius Charney, attorney at the Center for Constitutional Rights. Thank you, Darius.
All right, thank you.